Welcome to the Heart Matters Podcast with your host, Ibn Leon. Join us as we explore the intricacies of spirituality and self-improvement. Gain a fresh perspective on enhancing your spiritual, emotional, and mental well-being through the fusion of spirituality and self-improvement. Enjoy Ibn's engaging conversations with guests from diverse backgrounds. They share unique perspectives on personal growth and holistic health. From spiritual leaders to relationship experts, entrepreneurs to creatives, each episode delivers knowledge and inspiration. Tune in to the Heart Matters Podcast for profound conversations and practical advice, empowering you to live your best life. Chapter 5, Inspiring Stories. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Heart Matters Podcast. I am your host, relationship and spiritual life coach, Lewis Morris. It is my belief that the vessel, meaning the heart, can only pour out that which it contains. Therefore, it is upon us to place those things that are good and beneficial into the heart in order to emanate them out into the world and attract those things and those people that will enhance our lives. Thank you guys for coming in. Please like and subscribe to the Heart Matters Podcast so that we can bring this content to more people. If anyone wants to get in touch with me, it is very easy. You can do it on social media, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, or you can just go to the link tree, which is linktr.ee/LOUISMORRIS, and you can go to the website and leave a message in the back of the website, or you can schedule a free 30-minute consultation call, and so we can have a chat and see if we would like to work together in relationship or life coaching. I mentioned earlier last week that I have to open that door back up and make it available to people because many people need a lot of help. We're not going to talk too much today. We're just going to come on and just give a few tips on the dating front, you know, what to, a couple of places where it would be good to go on a date or to meet someone during the fall and winter months. You know, I did a brief video earlier last week about this issue, but I figured I would come on and do a podcast about it as well. So, you know, because it's getting cold and people are going to want to, you know, get out and go on dates and things like that, or just go and possibly meet someone that they're compatible with. So there are three suggestions that I have. I have more, but I'm just going to give these three for you to think about where you can go on a date. You know, and I highly recommend the first, you know, for a first date. Highly recommend the first. And the first one is a coffee shop. I highly recommend that for a first date. Now, mind you, Starbucks is a coffee shop, you know, but the coffee shops that I'm primarily talking about here are coffee shops that are not conglomerates. Starbucks is a conglomerate. You know, it's a worldwide conglomerate. Good place to meet people, good place to go. But I'm talking about more of the, there's a couple of coffee shops here, but one is called the Chocolate Moose. Very nice place. They have a, you know, sitting area, free Wi-Fi, all the stuff that Starbucks had. But it's just a little bit, it's a little more personal because of the individual who owns it. you know, it's owned by individual, not by, you know, it's not a conglomerate, you know, a company like that. It's an individual who owned it. He bought a space and he wanted to make it into a coffee shop. And it's a very quaint little place to go and have coffee and meet people and, you know, maybe go on a date. And these are primarily the places that I'm talking about. I'm not ruling out Starbucks or anything like that. They're okay. They're good. You know, I've went on dates at Starbucks, you know, so there's nothing wrong with that. But those are great places to go on a first date and just to, you know, just to go and chill, you know, bring your laptop or whatever and meet people, you know, because I've met people in Starbucks, you know, and asked them out. And then the first date that we went on was at Starbucks, you know. So it's, you know, it can serve a dual purpose. You can go there and meet people if you want, or you can go there on a first date, which I highly recommend as well. Secondly, are yoga studios. You know, yoga, and the majority of people who go to yoga studios are very spiritual people. You know, it's just part of the environment and part of the exercise. And part of the discipline, because yoga is a discipline, you know, it's not like it's like karate or kung fu. You have to, you know, you have to adjust your body and your mindset if you want to if you want yoga to be really have a positive effect on your life. You know, it's not just about what you do with your body. It's actually a mindset as well. But yoga studios are a great place. You know, most yoga studios, they'll have refreshments, you know, at the beginning of classes. Sometimes they have specials where they have, a session at the beginning, you know, in the afternoon, then they have another session at night and things like that. And you go there and they'll have refreshments and you can go there and, you know, and then the instructor will, you know, you all sit down on the mats and the instructor will give you the instructions about, you know, what the class is going to look like. Always try to make sure that if you're with a date that you two get side by side in the yoga class. I recommend that. Don't be, you know, you're on this side and he's over there, or she's over there. Try to be next to each other. But it's a good place to go on a date for sure. And you can talk. It's not like you can't talk. I wouldn't recommend it during the actual session, but like, you know, when you're getting refreshments and afterwards and things like that, you can chat, you know what I'm saying? And plus it's a fun thing to do. I can't, you know, I've done yoga, but a lot of the positions that I really can't do because of the different parts of my body that have pain and problems, my knees and things like that. But it's a good discipline, good place to go and meet people. You know, as I mentioned, most of the people who practice yoga on a regular basis are very spiritual people. So it's a good place to go and meet people as well. And then lastly, are classic dance studios. Not hip hop or you know, jazzercise or anything like that. No, classic rumba, cha-cha, tango, like this, you know. Waltz, those places, you know, those places are excellent to go and meet people and to go on a date. And one of the reasons that I recommend those places, dance studios, classical dance studios, is because you get to be close to the individual that you're on a date with. You get to be close with the, you know, you're doing the waltz or, you know, you're doing the tango or anything like that. You know, plus you get to, you know, you get to learn. They'll teach you, you know, the steps and things to do, and, you know, to be effective, you know, at, you know, on the dance floor and things like that. And you get to be close and you can talk to, with the individual you're on a date with, or you can just go there and you can, you know, you can find your partner and, you know, you and maybe, you know, you and him or you and her will click and you'll have some things in common or whatever like this. But these are, you know, these are basically the three places that I recommend, you know. And like I said, there are more, you know, I mentioned a bonus one, which was laundromat, but that's another talk entirely. But yeah, the coffee shop, yoga studio, and classical dance studios. These are the three places that I recommend that you go on dates during the fall and winter months. If you want any more suggestions or any coaching or advice, then you can get in touch with me on social media, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, or you can go to my Linktree and schedule a call, or you can just go to the website and leave me a message in the back of the website. Ask me any questions that you like in the back of the website. You can go on my stories as well on Instagram. I will be posting a question from the Wisdom app, and you can get an audio response as well from my stories. So those are the three suggestions that I have. I don't want to keep you guys too long. Again, please like and subscribe to the Heart Matters podcast. And please reach out to me if you desire any coaching, relationship, or life. And we are open for business. So I thank you guys for all of your support. And I will speak to you again soon. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Heart Matters podcast. For relationship, spiritual, coaching, and resources, go to the Heart Matters brand Linktree, which is linktr.ee/LOUISMORRIS. That's linktr.ee/LOUISMORRIS, and we will see you again soon.